KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A Super Cub airplane is flying over the vast green, mostly treeless landscape of northwest Alaska near Nome. Biologist Sarah Hensley is aboard, using a VHF radio receiver to locate collared moose. She's tracking young moose to gain insights into the future of the overall moose population in this region. Antennas mounted to the wing struts pick up signals transmitted from their radio collars. The strength of the beeping signal enables Hensley to home in on the moose.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. A U.S. official, not authorized to speak publicly, tells NPR that U.S. military strikes against three Iranian nuclear sites this past Saturday set the program back a few months, and that damage to the centrifuges at the underground Fordo facility was limited. The official says the early assessment says the attacks did not obliterate Iran's nuclear enrichment program, as President Trump had said. The president has arrived in the Netherlands to attend the NATO summit. It's a short gathering this year. It ends tomorrow. But there are some big debates happening over defense spending by alliance member nations. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
The goal of the summit is to get NATO nations to commit to spending 5% of their GDP on defense in the next decade. But President Trump isn't convinced the U.S. should have to adhere to that number. On the flight over to the Netherlands, he said he doesn't think the U.S. needs to pay what Europe pays. He was also unclear on his commitment to Article 5 of the NATO Charter, the mutual defense agreement that says if one NATO country is attacked, all will defend. Trump said he was committed to, quote, saving lives, and said he'd give an exact definition on his stance on Article 5 when he got to the Netherlands. Nations are meeting for a dinner at the palace of the King of the Netherlands this evening and then gathering for summit sessions on Wednesday. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The Hague.
New Yorkers are voting today in the city's Democratic mayoral primary. NPR's Sarah Ventry reports there are clear frontrunners among the 11 candidates.
The frontrunners are current member of the state assembly, Zohran Mamdani, a Democratic socialist, and former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a centrist Democrat. Both candidates have campaigned on issues of affordability, public safety, and education, but with very different visions for the city. Because this election uses ranked choice voting, the outcome may not be immediately known. Sarah Ventry, NPR News, New York.
Stocks gained for a second day while oil prices continued falling on hopes tensions in the Middle East ease. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 507 points. NPR's Rafael Nam has more.
Tensions between Iran and Israel continue despite a fragile ceasefire agreement between the two countries that the U.S. helped broker. Nonetheless, investors are hopeful the situation will improve and that cooler heads will prevail. That optimism is helping fuel gains in Wall Street. Oil prices fell sharply after President Trump said today that China could buy oil from Iran. That's helping reduce concerns about global supplies. Nonetheless, investors are mindful that things could change pretty quickly. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Extreme heat warnings or heat advisories are in place for almost 160 million people across the U.S., according to the National Weather Service. NPR's Adam Byrne got this advice on keeping kids safe in the heat.
Dr. Jess Weiss is a pediatrician at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. She says adults should use common sense when it comes to letting kids play outside.
But we do worry about temperatures being above 95 degrees.
Weiss says drinking lots of water and taking plenty of breaks are key. She also suggests that summer camps or daycares adjust their schedules.
Keeping outdoor time outside of those really hot hours, so between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
That's exactly what's happening at Curiosity Preschool in Silver Spring, Maryland. The kids are only playing outside in the morning. Five-year-old Mila Zudik knows where she'd rather be.
I like to go on slides outside, and I also like to go to the parks.
She has to wait a little longer, with the heat wave due to last into next week. Adam Byrne, NPR News.
Sean Diddy Combs' defense lawyers aren't expected to call witnesses, and Combs isn't taking the stand. The music mogul is on trial in New York for sex trafficking, racketeering conspiracy, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Combs pleaded not guilty to all charges. His defense is that he led an unconventional but consensual sex life that didn't involve his businesses. Closing arguments could begin this week. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will return to Capitol Hill tomorrow to give lawmakers more answers about interest rates and the economy. I'm Kristen Wright, and this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin up to Castle Cape, today southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Wednesday, east winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today south winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet with areas of fog and rain. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet with areas of fog and rain. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet with rain. And Wednesday, east winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today southeast winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet with areas of fog and rain. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. And Wednesday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain. Areas of fog after 1 p.m. Highs near 47. Southeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, rain, mainly before 10 p.m. Then showers likely after 10 p.m. Areas of fog, lows around 45, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Wednesday, scattered showers, cloudy with highs near 50, calm winds. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 1:10 a.m. at 8 feet 3 inches, a low at 8:36 a.m., a minus tide of 2 feet 5 inches, a high at 3:24 at 5 feet 6 inch, and a low at 8:02 at 3 feet. Your sun rose at 6:01 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:27, giving us 17 hours and 26 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, time predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it before. We have another death in a family, and that's Robert Cabot Sherman Jr., otherwise referred to as Bobby Sherman, is a retired American singer, actor, and paramedic who was a teen idol back in the 60s and 70s. He then co-starred in the TV series Here Comes the Bride from 68 to 1970, playing the popular character Jeremy Bolt. Sherman has several hits, including Little Woman, Julie, Do You Love Me, and Easy Come, Easy Go. So in honor of Bobby Sherman, that heartthrob back in the 60s and 70s, I'm going to play Easy Come, Easy Go, Julie, Do You Love Me, and Little Woman. Rest in peace.
Sun. Whatever made me think that I was number one, I ought to know. He's
easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out, now I'm spinning the dial, just thinking about the chump I've been. I have to smile, didn't I know? Easy come and easy go.
Still be there. Oh, Julie, Julie, Julie. when you're with me. I feel sunshine even when I'm standing in the rain. Something happens that I can't explain when I hear your name, but you can't help it that you're always chasing rainbows in your mind. There's so much I want to say to you, and there's so little time. Hey, little woman, please make up your mind. You've got to come into my world and leave your world behind. Come on now. Na 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 na. You've got to come down from that cloud, girl, and leave your world behind. What do you see when you're walking down a busy street and I'm not there? Is my picture hanging in your mind, walking with you there? That's how it is in my world, girl. You're with me all the time. Why don't you come into my world and leave your world behind? Hey, little woman, please make up your mind. You've got to come into my world and leave your world behind. All right now.
Na 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 na. Come down from that cloud, girl, and leave your world behind.
All right now.
Na 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 na.
You've got to
come into my world and leave your world behind.
Come on, girl.
Na 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 na. You've
got to.
My, my, it's quite the band he has accompanying him. And Julie, do you love me? The trumpets were in Maynard Land. Boy, that was out. Standing band. Coming up, I got a friend that texted me today and said, keep on rocking in the free world. Well, 91 when I was on the boat in Southeast, that was a saying we had on the boat, keep on rocking in the free world. And I said, man, I think I'm going to bring that back this season. I'm going to say it on the boat all the time. So let's hear a little bit of that from Neil Young's Freedom album, Rocking in the Free World. Make sure everything's right here. It's coming up my computer. So... Oh, yeah, Neil Young at his best. Keep on rocking in a free world. Up next, we have Steve Winwood with Help Me Angel, then the Smiths with Nowhere Fast. After that, Black Coffee in Bed, and that's by Squeeze.
We'll be right back. project my trousers to the world. I am a man of means, of slender means. Each household appliance is like a new science in my town. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, such as that sound. It's such a sad thing. I'd like to drop my trousers to the Queen. Every sensible child will know what this means. The poor and the needy are selfish and greedy of her turn. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound. It's such a sad thing.
Stain on my notebook says nothing.
Foreigner's up next with Urgent. Then we have Tina Turner with Look Me in the Heart. After that, one of the big hits from the 80s, The Culture Club with Karma Chameleon.
You get around, you wanna fly.
Next album, Men at Work, with I Can See It in Your Eyes.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP Radio and K201DA King Cove, Alaska. Check us out online at www.apradio.org.
I have a couple that take us to the top of the hour. Depeche Mode with Shake the Disease. After that, the Beach Boys with Kokomo. Here's Depeche Mode.
That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Cocoa.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go?
Down the Cocoa, you can play it fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. We down the Cocoa,
Martinique, that Montserrat mystique. Our chemistry, by and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and midnights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact. Like Cocoa.